The Peril of Rejecting Light. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 1st, 1903. The Lord calls upon His people to unify and to walk humbly with Him. But we are not to unify to sustain any one in an evil course of action. The end is near. We are living in the last days of this earth's history. We must not utter one word of distrust or discouragement, but bear faithfully the message of truth for this time. The Lord's messengers must not fail to declare the whole counsel of God, as He shall instruct them. Satan has gone forth in these last days to deceive those who have not read God's word, nor practiced the truths it contains. Spiritual darkness has taken the place of light. Unless we heed the light, the darkness of spiritual night will settle down upon us. Let faith take hold upon the light that is shining beyond the darkness of satanic deceptions. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. The Word of God is our stronghold and our defense. God has led His people out of the world, away from its maxims and fashions and principles. He has given them truth to practice. The principles of the Word received into the daily life bring us into connection with Christ, who knew no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. The way in which we may obtain eternal life is plainly stated by Christ in the 6th chapter of John. Let those who talk of principle, as if they would not on any account depart from principle, be sure that they understand the principles laid down in the Word of God for our guidance. There are some who follow false principles. Their idea of principle is misleading. Following right principle means the faithful doing of the first four and the last six commandments. In obedience to these divine commands, we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ, appropriating all that is embraced in the atonement made on Calvary. Christ will stand by the side of all who receive Him as their Savior. To them He will give power to become the sons of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 14. The one here referred to as the Word is the Son of God, who was the commander in the heavenly courts and who came to this world to open heavenly things to fallen human beings. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Word that was with God before the world was. In clothing His divinity with humanity, He became possessed of two natures, the divine and the human. And because of this, He was fully able to accomplish for the human race their complete redemption and their restoration to the privileges of the higher life. He began His earthly life as human beings begin theirs, coming to this world as a helpless babe. And while here, He lived the life that every human being may live who will receive the great gift that the Lord made to our world in sending His Son to work out the plan of salvation. Christ bore the penalty of sin, the stroke of divine justice, that human beings might not be left to perish. He bore in His body the sentence pronounced against sinners. This is the science of salvation, which can safely be searched into, and which it is profitable to strive to understand. God gave His only begotten Son to suffer a most shameful death upon the cross, that sinners might be pardoned. Those who in this life will not repent of their sins, those who continue to stand on the enemy's side, cannot be saved, for there will be no second probation. Those who continue in transgression will be judged according to their refusal of light. They choose to stand on the side of the Prince of Darkness, to become the helping hand of Him who, if it were possible, would deceive the very elect. They refuse the wonderful gift of heaven, and though they may profess righteousness and talk of adherence to principle, They are at the same time following principles opposed to the noble principles of heaven, and they teach others to follow the same corrupting principles. I am instructed to give the warning that men who refuse to accept light and evidence will be left without excuse. They will suffer according to their works, in seeking in every way possible to carry out the inventions of satanic agencies.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto them that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2, verse 1-7, 9. I am instructed to say that we are now to strive to answer the prayer of Christ, recorded in the 17th chapter of John, by being sanctified through the truth. Let every soul seek the Lord while he may be found. We are building for eternity. We are either going backward or forward. Our feet are traveling in safe paths, preparing for translation to the heavenly mansions, or they are traveling in the path where the enemy is leading. The work for this time is to sow the seed of eternal truth, which will spring up and bring forth a harvest of joy. If bad seed is sown, there will be a harvest of despair. I entreat those who are giving the enemy an advantage by cherishing unbelief to look at themselves in the great moral looking glass and see what kind of characters they are forming. If they are walking contrary to a thus saith the Lord, let them change their attitude decidedly, ceasing to sin and rendering cheerful obedience in every department of divine service. We are assured that God's commands are spirit and life to the obedient. In obedience to the law of God, there is great mental and spiritual strength, because thus man is brought into unity with Christ, and Christ is one with God. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56, verse 1 to 7.